the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, we've all been inebriated, intoxicated beyond repair in Sin City. And I believe last night that was the case, involving Utah State and UNLV. You know, first half, win as normal. UNLV was really stroking it from downtown, 8-16 from beyond the arc. And, you know, Utah State was doing its job around the bucket, getting its second chance opportunities and cashing in. And then halftime happened, and I think everybody went in the locker room. I think everybody was throwing back shots of tequila when they came out and played the second half. And with 4 minutes to go, CBS Sports put up an extraordinary graphic during the broadcast. You know, I was watching the game, all the missed shots, the turnovers. It was fundamentalists did not exist in this contest. But with 4 minutes remaining in the game, in the second half, Utah State was shooting an unbelievable 13%, and wait for it, UNLV just crushed them in that category because they were shooting 16%. So combined, you had 29% shooting from the floor. My eyes were gouged out. I have an optometrist appointment scheduled for today, Lundy, because I'm pretty sure my retina will never recover from the worst half of basketball I've ever witnessed. Missed layups, just missed opportunities galore. It was puke-inducing.
Well, it is pretty bad, but I'll tell you this, you know, as many times as you might have needed to see the doctor for your retinas, it does not compare with the number of times you and I have needed to have our livers checked upon leaving Sin City. So, yes, a game that saw the second half point totals 22-20 in Utah State's favor. I mean, it was just an ugly half of basketball there with the maybe limping Rebels as opposed to running Rebels. But yeah, that was some pretty ugly basketball.
Yeah, I think the Rebels are in a full body cast and right next to bedside, the Utah State Aggies as well. That was just horrendous from start to finish, no doubt about it. And will I wager again on Utah State? Yeah, probably tomorrow in the rematch, because they only got one direction to go. Look, if you want to get on that action, you want to get on any of the sports betting action, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And listen up, Pigskin fans. The moment you've been waiting for all season is right around the corner, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you got to do to get your share of this huge prize pool is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could also win the top prize of $1 million. So here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings app now and use that promo code FTN. Enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code FTN right now and enter the free $55 million Super Bowl challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the Super Bowl 55 Gizame. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let's get to it on this Tuesday with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, tipping things off, let's go to the SEC and a team that is surging right now and a team that is also desperate to collect some marquee signature wins, and that is the Auburn Tigers going up against the other Tigers, a battle of cats, going up against Missouri. And I'm going to take Auburn here, and I'm going to lay the 2.5 at home. You know, throw the records out the window, throw the rankings out the window. Because Auburn, over these last four games with Sharif Cooper, they've been in fuego. They've won three of those last four. They have covered in four straight. The freshman sensation has really given this team a much-needed boost. You know, Auburn, it's a typical brand. It's breakneck, transition buckets, bombing away from three. Over 43.4% of their SEC shots come from beyond the arc. And also cashing in at the charity stripe. They're shooting 75.2% in SEC action on those freebies. Now, Missouri can pound the paint with Jeremiah Tillman. So JT Thor has got the really guard and body up to prevent a lot of those second chance opportunities and easy buckets around the 10. But Mizzou's turnover problems have been an eyesore, and their three-point shooting equally so, netting just 29.9% from beyond the arc. So pulled all together, I think Auburn takes this sucker by 5+. They are inside Auburn Arena. fade or follow Auburn minus 2.5?
I will follow on this one because I know you can look at their records with Missouri sitting at 10-2, ranked in the top 15. I think you can get sucked into all of that and not wind up paying attention to the job that Auburn has done as of late. And I throw this out there. You know, we look across history today, obviously the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's death. We do a lot of stuff where we look back across the years in terms of what's happened. Well, guess what? The last time Missouri beat Auburn at Auburn was over 7 years ago. So despite the fact that I know that players change out, that the players aren't the same as they were over the course of the last 7 years, there's still something up when Mizzou comes calling at Auburn. So I'm going to roll with the Tigers and give up the minus 2.5. I think they get it done by 5-6 points.
Feel the burn. Just no more Bernie Sanders memes. It's dead. It's over. It's done. Move on.
Number four.
All right, let's go on to the Missouri Valley Conference and a team that is unblemished, not only in win-loss record, but also against the spread. 11-0, impeccable are the Drake Bulldogs, 13-0 overall on the season. And I'm taking them. Minus four against Missouri State. Now, Missouri State has also been spectacular in terms of covering the spread. They're 7-1 in that category. And Drake is coming off the multiple-week siesta due to a COVID-19 shutdown. They have not played since January 4th. But the Bulldogs, they really bite the kneecaps, Dan Campbell style. From outside, they're shooting 43.5% on the entirety of the year. That is number one. Number one out of 357 teams in all of college basketball. They're superb on the glass as well with Struts and Brody, generating a second chance on 36.4% of their possessions and their top 25 in the nation in defensive rebounding percentage. This game will come down to whether or not Missouri State splashes the cylinder early and often along the perimeter. Over 47% of Mizzou State shots come on those triples, but Drake giving up just 29.7% on three balls this season. So a lot of advantages there and what should be a nip and tuck game. I think the Drake wins again. I think they cover again. That's why I'm laying the chalk at minus four. Fade or follow.
It becomes a lot easier to lay chalk when you've got a team that's 11-0 ATS. You know what I mean? Sometimes the betting gods give you a gift, and I am a believer that when they hand you that gift, you keep rolling until she bucks you, just like Brad and I have talked about with the player props with the Detroit Piston Jeremy Grant. Sometimes you just got to roll until something doesn't happen. I agree with you that I think this will be a close game, but I think Drake manages to cover. So far, by the way, as they've gone through the season with their win streak at 13-0 and the 11-0 against the spread. They also have yet to have a game closer than 7 points. This one might be a little bit closer than that, but I do think they can cover this four.
Keep on rolling, Drake.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the NBA and let's talk a little Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house, more or less, and all of your favorite stats that you know and love. And it's just over or under in those categories. You start with a pack of two all the way up to six. The more you cash on those player props, the more cash you stuff into your pockets at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. And let's start off with R.J. Barrett here. 24.5 on the PRA. That's combined points, rebounds, and assists. And I'm taking the over on the New York Knickerbocker. He has been over this total in six of his last seven contests. And look, the last time out on Sunday, he only played 23 minutes against the Blazers. I fell short of that total, but again, it was just limited action. He's well-rested coming off that day off and the limited usage in that prior matchup. In the month of January, he's averaging 35.8 minutes per game along with 18.2 points per game, 6.9 boards per game, and 3.3 assists per game. Difficult matchup on paper. Utah held him in check earlier this month in January 6th in 33 minutes played. He was just 4-14 from the field. 9-5-1 was the line, so well short of that 24.5 PRA. Yeah, and the Jazz are number three in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency and number two in opponent defensive rebounding percentage. It's going to be close, but I think Barrett just creeps over the low threshold here of the 24.5 on the PRA. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one as well, but I'm agreeing with you. This is going to be close, man. I really think that if he does it, it's going to be a PRA total of about 25 or 26. So you could be having the bet sweats tonight as they're in the fourth quarter. But as he's averaged across the season, 17.4, 7 boards, along with 3.5 assists, you put those together, obviously, that shows you that he is into this range and then some when we're talking about his PRA average on the season. You talked about the Portland game where he only logged 23 minutes. So you got to get the minutes out there. But I think that this is a matchup that he can get up above this number. But whew, I'm going to be sweating.
Snag those boards, Barrett.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to college basketball. Let's go back to the SEC in a rematch between Kentucky and Alabama. And I'm going to say Roll Tide. And I'm going to lay the chalk here at -7.5. When these two teams first faced, it was a bludgeoning. It was a body slamming by Nate Oates' club, 85-65, inside Rupp Arena. Alabama in that game, 14 made threes, and they forced a turnover 19 times on Kentucky, and that's really the formula for success. You know, Nate Oates is a mathematical genius, and his computations are working because all he is doing is miming the NBA game. It's D's and threes in SEC play, Bama giving up just 0.911 points per possession. And they're netting 42.1% beyond the arc. Over 47% of their shots are coming from distance. Kentucky's got that disruptive link, sure, but they are dead last in two-point percentage offense in the SEC. You got to keep University of Kentucky off the offensive glass to compete. But because Alabama can really neutralize with those daggers, you know, plunging them from outside, and, of course, that defense overall and the brisk pace they like to play, unlike Kentucky, who's more half-court oriented, I think this could be a repeat of what the first matchup was, a double-digit victory for Alabama against this struggling, still head-underwater team of John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats. So fade or follow, Bama -7.5.
Oh, Brad, I'll follow on this one, but I'll tell you what, this 7.5 is a little high for me. Even as much as we know that Kentucky is not the Kentucky of the past, much the way Duke is not. We'll talk about the Blue Devils here in a moment. But this is a decent size number, even for a team as good as Alabama has been so far this season. I do think that Bama wins the game, but this might be one that I could be tempted to turn it into an alt line, bring it down a little bit. Wouldn't surprise me for Kentucky to keep it close and Bama to wind up with the victory. It also wouldn't surprise me, let's be honest, for Bama to simply roll them straight out of the gym.
Yep.
But I might be tempted to be able to do an alt line on this one just to, maybe keep my blood pressure down a little bit. But I definitely think Bama's going to win this one. It's just a matter of how much.
Bama 7-1-1 ATS in its last 9. I think they're going to add another tick in the W column.
Number one.
All right, let's move on to the ACC. What was your toughest course in college, Lindy? What was it?
I had to take like a basic chemistry course, like one of those just required, get it out of the way, baseline things. And dude, me and science don't mix. Okay. I understand a lot of things in this world, but science, not one of them.
Well, Coach K maybe can empathize, or you can empathize with him after his tough loss. Oh, boo-hoo, whiny, pouty Coach K against Louisville. Of course, you know, Coach K, if you haven't seen that video yet, check it out on social media. Just, you know, eviscerating a poor college reporter who asked a legitimate question, just being a douchebag, a jackass, and of course he apologized to the kid. So at least that was a classy move, unlike the classless start to that conversation he had with that student reporter. But anyway, Duke is in action tonight, and they've been terrible. You know, there's no way to sugarcoat it. They're awful against the spread, or just straight up. They're 2-8 ATS on the season, 5-5 right now overall. If the NCAA tournament started today, Duke would not be in it. Neither would Kentucky. Maybe not even North Carolina. It's been rough for the Blue Bloods this season. And I like Georgia Tech here. I'm going to take them +6. They're inside Cameron Indoor Stadium. Look, Duke is doo-doo on D in ACC play, giving up 1.060 points per possession, 40.2% from beyond the arc, and 53.2% inside of it. You know, outside of Matthew Hurt, they don't have any three-point strokers of note. As a team, they're shooting just 33.6% on those long balls and only 68.7% at the charity stripe. I think the inside-outside duo of Moses Wright and Jose Alvarado are going to pack a whole lot of sting for the Yellow Jackets. It is also going to be a trade day for this team. 45%. That's what Georgia Tech is shooting along the perimeter in ACC action. Also toss in their pressure defense, which coaxes a turnover on 24% of opponent possessions. And I think it's just checkbox, checkbox, checkbox all across the board in terms of the advantages that Georgia Tech has. So I don't understand why this number's getting steamed up. I guess it's the brand recognition of Duke, but they have been lousy. I think Georgia Tech is a bit undervalued right now. So plus six all diggity day long for Josh Pastner's team. Fade or follow.
Same thing I said about Kentucky, Brad. I might want to alt-line this one a little bit, give myself a little bit more of a cushion for Georgia Tech, because even though Duke has not been good, you know that every now and then Coach K puts it together. He's got those four solid freshmen on the squad as well. So he could suddenly pull one out of his butt, and maybe I want a little extra juice there with the Yellow Jackets. But you brought up Alvarado. The guy is shooting 42.6% from beyond the arc, absolutely lighting it up. If Georgia Tech can make those three-pointers, take advantage of a loose Duke defense, I think Georgia Tech can be able to do this. 77% as of the time we've recorded, Brad. 77% of the money is on Duke.
Wow.
77% of the dimes are on Duke right now. Time to fade the public, y'all.
Yeah, and just keep fading Duke. Again, 2-8 ATS. That one is, again, rather inexplicable to me. I cannot believe it's 77%. What are people, like, it's just brand name. Look at the product on the court. They're terrible. And be done with it. And we are done with this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, @NateLundy. Follow me, @NoisyHuevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNDaily.com, FTNFantasy.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.